Welcome to the 5 Degrees to Your Future podcast. Shift your course, transform your life, do more of what you love with Dr. Kathy Hunter.
Hello and welcome back. It's Dr. Kathy Hunter with the 5 Degrees to Your Future podcast. Hello out there. Hope everyone is doing great. Today is going to be a little bit of a mix of gratitude and talking about joy, but not just joy itself, the idea of anticipating joy or anticipating what's to come with joy and what will bring you joy, or pre-joy, if you will. And first of all, I want to give major shout outs. And please, if I do not say your name, do not get upset at me because everyone has been so wonderful. As I have mentioned before, my book, my first one by Dr. Kathy Hunter, 5 Degrees to Your Future, is live on Amazon. So you can check it out and buy it if you'd like. It's a pretty easy read, but I think you'll enjoy it. I hope you will as much as I did writing it. And there's so many friends and loved ones that have just been behind me through this whole thing and who have bought the book and posted, and I haven't really even officially posted it yet because I'm waiting for links and technical stuff like that to put on my website. So I really, really want to give a shout out. Chrissy K, Sarah, Sue, Peter, Sheila, Tanya, Larry, oh my God, the list goes on and on and on. Amber, if I'm forgetting one, please forgive me, like I said, because there's been so many of you. Lisa, the other Lisa, all you people, you've been so very wonderful, and it just fills my heart because this has been such a monumentous thing for myself. But the main reason, of course, why I wrote the book is to help other people. And also a shout out to Aunt Edie out there in Tennessee, if you're listening. I know you got my book and bought it for friends, and also Gina. So let's get back to joy. And I have to say, when I was writing the book, inadvertently, I was imagining this days where the book was actually finished and it was on Amazon, and just thinking about the future and all the wonderful things that came with that accomplishment really just makes you incredibly happy. And so that's where I'm getting to, that anticipating joy. And I read this article, and they brought up this German noun. It's called Vorfreud. Now, again, I'm not German. I probably said that not wonderfully, but I think you get the picture. Vorfreud. And Vorfreud is a German noun. It describes the joyful, intense anticipation that comes from imagining future pleasures. And it directly translates to pre-joy or anticipation joy in English. And it goes on to say, this concept is often associated with the emotions experienced before positive events, be it a vacation, a holiday, a reunion with loved ones, or simply a delicious meal. Now, I know I took it to the next step there in the joy that would come in an accomplishment, but of course, right? That's why we do things. It's not just to do them. I mean, it's really getting down to joy from it. And I love that concept. And I thought about this last night. We actually went to bingo last night. I may have mentioned it. It's my new fun thing to do. We do it once a month. We kind of have the bingo crew going, and it's at the Simi Valley Elks Lodge, and they play every Wednesday. And so we've been going once a month since Christmas, and literally our age ranges in our little group go from 30 to 91. So it's really a lot of fun. And, we meet, and now we realize we could get reservations because one of our friends is an Elk member, so she reserves. Otherwise, it is cutthroat and it is packed. And I love bingo for many reasons, but specifically when it comes to this anticipation of joy, I love buying the cards. I love looking at the daubers. Of course, people watching is incredible, but I love the anticipation that you may win. Now, of course, odds are you probably won't. However, I have to say I'm on a bit of a roll. For the last two times we went, I won. So the last time we went, I won twice, actually. I won $135. And it's really a very inexpensive night out if you just buy to get the basic bingo in, it's $26. There's all these other pull tabs and side bets. It's a lot different than when I used to play bingo, but they're pretty inexpensive, $1, $2. So maybe I bought 10 of those last night, but 2 times ago I won $135. And then last night I was the only winner on one of the regular bingos and I won $100. So I am definitely in the positive, but it is just that absolute anticipation that you might win, even though the odds are against you, you know, watching the numbers, looking at what you need, envisioning it, you know, all the things you play in your head. I just find it so much fun. And thank God I'm not like a real gambler, like an addictive gambler, but I could see where people really enjoy gambling because it taps into that anticipation of joy, which is really interesting. So for me, this is like gambling light and pretty inexpensive. And so, yeah, it's fun. But I tell you what, you just get a kick out of it. And of course, all the social aspects, although you don't really have time to socialize. They're very cutthroat. Can't really talk. You know, in between games are very quick. You know, they have free coffee, all that. But that anticipation is why I go. And that's another reason why I love to plan things and put them on the calendar. And I'm specifically talking about vacations or camping because it's just that forward thinking, looking forward to something fun. It makes the everyday, let's say mundane, okay, because you know you're working all these days to get to that vacation or that type of camping or whatever. And it's super fun. I never could understand why people didn't do stuff like that. And it's fine if you don't have the money to go on a big vacation or you don't camp or something like that. But it could be something free or a lunch out or just getting that stuff on your calendar really, really gives you that wonderful feeling that obviously improves your well-being too, not just your happiness. So back to that Vorfreude. This article goes on to say, Vorfreude enhances happiness and improves well-being. And I love this quote. Doesn't getting your hopes up risk disappointment? Perhaps it's safer to keep expectations low. There is a saying, if you worry, you suffer twice. Anticipatory joy is the opposite of that. Even if an anticipated event turns out to be a letdown, Vorfreude helps people bounce back. Optimists have improved coping abilities when dealing with unplanned distress, and they tend to recover far faster. This woman, Tanya Taylor, she's a psychotherapist, and I love it, a Vorfreude advocate. Boy, I love that. It's like when I watch Ancient Aliens, and they're like alien, I forget what they call them, ancient alien theorist or something or whatever. It's just, I find the title, like, I want to be that. I want to be a Vorfreude advocate. And I think I am, inadvertently, right? So interesting enough, too, by having Vorfreude in your life or that anticipating joy, you actually make better decisions. Interesting, right? And here's the thing, to actually make good decisions, you have to have enough energy. Now, you really don't think about that, but interesting, your brain consumes about 20% of your body's energy, despite only being 2% of your body weight. So literally, if you don't have enough energy to give to your body, let alone your brain, that's taking 20% of it, you don't have enough energy to make the right decisions. And if you're not making the right decisions, forget it. And I used to say in my life, all bad decisions had something to do with alcohol, and it didn't even have to be in the moment. It could have been like the next day, or just the fact that drinking's in your life and your brain just isn't acting like a normal brain. Again, thank God I was not an alcoholic. But now I'm going to open that up to not just alcohol, but also coming out of fear and definitely not coming out of joy. So if you are always panicking or you're always looking in the past, which we've talked a lot about, and you're not present, how could you make a proper decision? And for sure, how could you have this Vorfreude or anticipating joy? Because you just can't look to the future. You're too wrapped up in the past, in the quote unquote scariness of the now. And so many people do that. And I have to say, it's kind of sad because, as we all know, life is short. And why not anticipate joy? Why not throw something on your calendar to look forward to? So this article goes on to say 30 ways to get more Vorfreude in your life. And they're pretty self-explanatory, but you know, I love them. So here's a couple. Anticipate everyday occurrences. Identify three things you look forward to tomorrow. Examples could include taking a stroll through a park, listening to a favorite podcast during your commute, or taking a hot bath before bed. Now talk about getting back to the basics, right? But hey, sometimes that's all you have. You know, they go on to say treat yourself, like Fridays are dinner, going to the movies, all that stuff. Don't feel guilty about indulging yourself. Keep a joy journal. Write down your plans. Even the simple act of putting pen to paper can make plans feel more real and increase excitement. Make a date with a friend. Cherish the beauty of nature. Try meal planning. Unleash your creativity. Expand your horizons. Maybe take a class or learn something you never have. Find happiness in the joy of others. And make time for silence. So interesting, right? We always come back to getting still and going to silent and or meditation because you're going back within. And I know I've said this before, but this book that I'm reading, Becoming Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza, I love how he describes meditation and what that does for you. And this all goes with joy. You know, people are searching for joy outside of themselves, but they really have to realize joy really does begin inside. And Dr. Dispenza says, how much energy do you have left in your inner world of thoughts and feelings to create a new reality, since most of your energy is used or you're focusing on your outer world? So you really have to start within. So think about Vorfreude. Think about anticipating joy, not just joy, not just gratitude, but anticipating joy. And maybe start a joy journal. Like I said, put something on the calendar, throw a camping trip, a date with a friend, but do that on a regular basis. And even like we said, think about tomorrow. Think about three things tomorrow you can really look forward to, even if they're simple, because you know sometimes simple is the best. So enjoy your Vorfreude. Enjoy anticipating your joy. And again, thank you so much for purchasing my book. And if you have not and you would like to, again, you can get it on Amazon right now. It is the paperback version. And it's Dr. Kathy Hunter and the 5 Degrees to Your Future. Thank you so much. And until next time, take care.
Thank you so much for listening to the 5 Degrees to Your Future podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a future episode. And please leave a rating for the podcast as well. You can follow Dr. Kathy Hunter on Instagram @KathyHunterGlover. And until next time, enjoy the journey.